Sorry. I thought you had a weak stomach.
That's why I'm thinking about eating like that.
Me neither. I guess, though, there are people who are, you know, pretty poor, and they might buy a whole log and eat everything on it.
I don't know.
Yes. Supposing you kept butter too long, just to the point where it didn't taste good anymore, what would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
I guess it would be sour.
Alright. How about rancid? You ever heard that?
No.
How about froey? Ever heard of froey or frowy? Alright, what do you call thick sour milk?
Thick sour milk?
Mm-hmm.
Clabber milk.
Yeah. What do you call the kind of cheese that comes from clabber milk?
I don't know.
Cottage cheese?
I know New Atlanta.
That's where it comes from. Have you ever heard cottage cheese called anything else?
Cream cheese.
Okay. Anything else?
Not sure.
Okay. Ever heard pot cheese?
No.
Sour milk cheese?
Sour milk cheese.
Okay.
Or sour cream cheese.
Okay. What do you call the kind of thing that's sort of like an apple pie, but it's baked in a deep dish? It's got apples in it in general. Deeper than apple pie.
I don't know.
Apple cobbler? Or apple
pandabi? Well, I got apple cobbler. That's when you take a pot,
mm-hmm,
and then you boil the apples, then you put sugar in it, then you put flavor in it, then you drop pieces of dough into it.
Okay. Well, it's sort of like an apple pie, except it's deep. I mean, it tastes the same thing. Oh, am I wrong? It doesn't taste the same?
Oh, well, like, you ever had blackberry cobbler?
I know. Sounds good.
Well, pie, you just got the crust and the top, and you got all apples in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it cobblers you. Something like apple stew.
Yeah, I guess it is because all the pieces are mixed up.
Right.
Okay. What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Snacks.
Okay. What do you call the hot stuff that people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Right. What do you drink just out of the kitchen sink?
Water.
Alright, and what do you drink it out of?
A glass.
Alright, you might say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And you might say I didn't
do it.
Or
I didn't break it.
But somebody else's.
Somebody else
has
broken it.
Okay. If food has been cooked and served a second day, you'd say it's been...
I don't know. You served leftover.
All right. Have you ever been warmed over?
Yeah. But that usually don't be the next day. That'd be the same night.
Okay. Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you...
chew it.
All right. Have you ever heard of a dish called mush?
Yeah.
And what's it made out of?
I don't know.
How about cornmeal and milk?
Cornmeal and milk.
Yeah, you ever had that?
Milk and bread.
Okay. Is that much?
I don't know.
But you've had milk and bread before?
Right.
Okay. What do you call all the things like peas, beets, corn?
Vegetable.
Okay, and what are they grown in?
Garden.
Okay. What is that kind of southern food that's white, comes from corn, need it for breakfast?
Grits.
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind that has whole kernels of corn in it?
Whole kernels of corn?
Yeah, instead of being mushed up.
Cream corn? No, right. That hasn't been mushed
up?
No,
it's like grits though, yeah. But
oh, you mean like cream of wheat?
How about hominy grits? Have you heard of that?